Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to IMC's conference call to discuss the fourth quarter of 2018 results. The presentation is available for download at the company's website, www.internationalmealcompany.com/IR. We would like to inform you that this call is being recorded and that during the company's presentation, all participants will only be able to listen to the call. We will then begin the Q&A session when further instructions will be given. In case you need any assistance during the conference, please request the operator's help by pressing star zero. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. In this conference, we have Mr. Newton Maya, CEO of IMC, Ms. Maristela DoNascimento, CFO of IMC, and Mr. Vitor Lagapini, Investor Relations Officer of IMC. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Newton Maya. Please, Mr. Maya, you may proceed.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to IMC's conference call for the 2018 results, in which we will provide important information related to IMC's performance in the year, as well as the main initiatives we're working on based on our three-pillar strategy: margin improvement in Brazil, same-store sales improvement, and selective growth. Now on slide two, we have the financial highlights. We've had a very strong year with improvements in all regions. Brazilian results from operations grew by 7%, even considering the negative impact of 5 million reais from the trucker strike in the second quarter of 2018, and 4 million reais in additional provision related to the accounts receivable in the airport segment in Brazil from Avianca, that filed for Chapter 11 in December 2018. International operation results combined grew by 16% due to positive same-store sales in the U.S. and sustained strong margins in the Caribbean, which were amplified by positive effects. Same-store sales were up by 4.6% due to our efforts in marketing, menu engineering, and store refurbishments in the U.S., positive performance in the Caribbean, and in the roads and airport segments in Brazil, even considering the negative impact from trucker strikes in the second quarter. Consequently, net revenues reached 1.6 billion reais in 2018, up 6% year-over-year. We had an adjusted EBITDA of 136 million reais, up by 13%, an increase of 50 bps in margins compared to 2017. Finally, we've had a net profit of 8 million reais in 2018, and operating cash after maintenance CapEx of 74 million reais. This is equivalent to 54% of the adjusted EBITDA in the year, which represents a 12% growth year-over-year. Now on slide three, we have the EBITDA bridge of 2018 and 2017, and the consolidated EBITDA grew 13%, reaching 136 million reais and 8.6% margin. Brazilian operations, including G&A and holding, totaled 42 million reais compared to 39 million reais in 2017, a 7% improvement on the back of: 1. Continuous improvement in the same-store sales in the road segment, which was offset by the impact from the trucker strike in the second quarter, equivalent to 5 million reais, and a tough comparison versus 2017 that was positively impacted by tax recoveries of 9 million reais, leading to a decrease of 14%. Number two, positive same-store sales in the catering and airport division, and the recovering margins in the segment, and also the positive impact of tax recoveries that totaled 5 million reais in 2018, leading to a 47% increase. And third, in malls, despite the lower same-store sales, tax recoveries that totaled 7 million reais in 2018, and the reduction on selling expenses led to a 60% growth year-over-year. In the U.S., there was an increase in operating income of 28% due to the improvement in sales and margins in dollars that was amplified by the positive impact of exchange rate, reaching 45 million reais with a 10.3% margin, up 70 bps. In the Caribbean, operating income was up 6% in reais, due to the maintenance of high margins and also the positive impact of exchange rate. Now I'd like to turn the floor over to our Investor Relations Officer, Vitor Pini, to explore in further details the results, and I'll come back later for our final remarks.
Thank you, Newton, and good morning, everyone. Moving on to the next slide, we can see the same-store sales performance in each country we operate. In the top left, we can see the Brazilian same-store sales, the total 0.6% up. The road segment posted a 4% positive same-store sales performance, despite the negative effects of the World Cup and the trucker strike, which reinforces the Frango Asado's good performance. Airports reached 1% increase, led by the catering operation, and malls had an 11% reduction. Next to the right, we can see the U.S. operation that had a 12% increase in reais and a 1% growth in local currency, reflecting our efforts in marketing, menu engineering, and service refurbishments that started to yield positive results since the 3Q18. In the Caribbean, we had an 8% positive performance in reais and a 4% reduction in constant currency, as Colombia's positive performance was offset by lower sales in the Panama airport, which has been refurbished, affecting the passengers' flows in our stores. Finally, on the bottom right, we have the consolidated figure that shows a 5% increase in reais and a flat performance in constant currency compared to the last year. On the next slide, we have the company's consolidated results, which were strong in all regions, and in the Brazilian operation had a 7% growth in the operating result, while the international operations combined increased by 16%. The consolidated figure was impacted by the other revenue line that was 5 million lower in Brazil, mainly due to the 4 million provision related to Avianca's receivables, as Newton mentioned before. The operating cash flow after maintenance CapEx reached 74 million compared to 66 million in 2017. Moving on to the next slide, we have the consolidated result for the Brazilian operations. The results from operations reached 42 million reais compared to 39 million reais in 2017, a 7% growth year over year, with a 30% basis points increase in margins, in spite of the negative pressure from the trucker strike in the second quarter of 2018, which we estimate to be roughly 5 million reais in the road segment, and the 4 million reais provision related to the Avianca's accounts receivables. Excluding those impacts, operating income would have reached 51 million reais, which represents a 30% improvement year over year with a 5.3% operating margin. Moving now to the road segment, results were down by 14% with a 230 basis points reduction in margins due to the negative impact from the trucker strikes, as mentioned before, in the second quarter of 2018, and a positive impact of 9 million reais in tax recoveries that benefited the 2017 results. Those impacts were partially offset by stronger performance in the gas station segment, both in sales and margins in nominal terms, equivalent to 3 million reais increase in the gross profit line. Rent expenses were higher compared to 2017, since we had the benefit that year from punctual discounts as the company invested capital in the stores that were landlord's responsibility. In terms of cash generation, our operating income to cash conversion rate reached 97% in 2018 from 89% in 2017. Now, on the next slide, we can see the Brazilian air operations that had a 47% increase, mostly driven by the catering operation, and a 5 million reais positive impact from tax recoveries that was partially offset by the net closure of 15 stores compared to 2017. Operating income came in at 36 million reais, which represented a 11.5 million reais improvement year over year, with higher efficiency across most cost items. In terms of cash generation, our operating income to operating cash conversion rate reached 97% in 2018, which is mostly flat compared to last year's. On the next slide, we review the mall operation, which were impacted by the reduction of 11% in same-store sales and a one-store net closure, which was partially offset by the positive performance of new Olive Garden restaurants and the tax recoveries of about 7 million reais that benefit 2018 results. Operating income totaled 20 million reais, up 60% year over year, with a 350 basis points improvement in margins due to the above-mentioned impacts combined with lower labor, food, and rent and selling expenses. In terms of cash generation, our operating income to operating cash conversion rate reached 84% in 2018 compared to 73% in 2017. Moving on to the next slide, we talk about the US operations, which we present in local currency, US dollars. In 2018, revenue from the US operation totaled $119 million, up 4% compared to last year, led by the opening of two new stores and the positive same-store sales performance of 1%, reflecting our efforts in marketing, menu engineering, stores refurbishments that start to yield positive results since the third quarter of 2018. Operating results were up by 7% with a slight increase in margins as a result of efficiency gains from food and labor costs, as well as high equity income from our Orlando store, which were offset by higher marketing expenses that were used to improve same-store sales. In terms of cash generation, our operating income to operating cash conversion rate reached 94% in 2018 compared to 96% in 2017. On the next slide, we review the Caribbean operations in Panama and Colombia. For better comparison, we have presented the figures in reais but in constant currency. Same-store sales in the Caribbean were down by 4%, mainly led by the Panama due to the refurbishments in the airport that affect the traffic flow in our restaurants, which offset Colombia's positive performance, resulting in a net revenue decrease of 6% year over year. Despite the lower sales, the Caribbean operation managed to sustain the high level of margins at 25.6% from 25.7% in 2017, mainly as a result of higher efficiency on food cost, up 130 basis points, which offset the lower labor cost and G&A expenses dilution due to the lower sales. In terms of cash generation, our operating income to operating cash conversion rate came to 100% this year compared to 96% in 2017. Now, on the next slide, I'm commenting on company's cash flow. Our operating cash flow after maintenance CapEx totaled 74 million reais in 2018, up from 66 million reais last year. The main impacts in the operating cash flow were higher working capital needs that were offset by lower paid taxes and lower maintenance CapEx. Continuing with the cash flow on the next slide, you can see that we generated 85 million reais in 2018. The cash flow highlights include the bridge loan of 150 million reais, a debt payment of 44 million reais, and 32 million reais used on the share buyback program. Dividends received and the impact of currency exchange on the cash were equivalent to a positive 23.5 million reais. This concludes my comments on the financial results, and I will turn the floor back to Newton for his final remarks.
Thank you, Vitor. And now I'd like to talk about the company strategy, which, as I mentioned, is based on three pillars: to improve the margins in Brazil, to improve same-store sales, and selective growth. In the first pillar, you can see that in 2016, margins in Brazil were 2.3%, and in 2018, it would have reached 5.4% if we adjust for the impacts caused by the trucker strike and Avianca. To reach our minimum target of 10%, we mapped out the following initiatives. Number one, the Central Kitchen's integration. Vienna Central Kitchen and Frango Asado Central Kitchen will be consolidated into one modern kitchen. This project is concluded. Construction will start in April and should be concluded in September. Alongside this is the Intelligent Kitchen project. Once this new central kitchen is ready, all restaurants will be equipped with combi steam ovens and they will finalize the food prepared in the new central kitchen. This should increase food quality and consistency and also reduce labor cost and food waste. As a third project, we are working on the SNOP, Sales and Operations Planning, and the Theoretical versus Real Food Cost project, where the request for ingredients is starting to be centralized instead of being done by each store. and a routine is in effect to verify differences in real versus theoretical consumption. Another project is the product development integration. Here, common recipes among brands are being integrated, whenever there is, of course, no loss in brand identity. And finally, we have the strategic sourcing initiative that, with the unification of the recipes in the fourth project, the purchasing department started a new wave of strategic sourcing and bidding. Now, moving on to the second pillar about same-store sales improvement, the scenario in the beginning of 2017 was of negative same-store sales in all regions except for the Caribbean. Today, the Caribbean continues to sustain a healthy margin level of more than 25%, and all the other business units, United States, Rhodes, and Air in Brazil, have positive same-store sales, with the exception of malls, which represents approximately only 6% of IMC's EBITDA. It's worth mentioning that the Intelligent Kitchen project that we mentioned on the first pillar should help improve quality of product and its consistency among stores as well, and consequently helping to improve same-store sales at malls. Finally, our third pillar, the selective growth, we'd like to emphasize the good returns we've had with the new open stores and our efforts to continue to invest in new units with low risk and relevant impact. In the US, we invested more than $1 million in new units with less than 2 years of aggregated payback. Now we've mapped out 70 top priority locations for new Margaritaville and Landshark stores, of which 12 are under negotiation. We also inaugurated a new Landshark store in Branson, Missouri, this February, and we have already signed 5 new stores to be opened in 2019 and 2020. Our plan moving forward is to open 3 to 4 stores under these brands per year in the United States. In Brazil, we mapped out and ranked over 1,000 gas stations in the highways of states of São Paulo for Frango Assado expansion. And now we have 100 locations on our top priority list, of which 8 are already under negotiations. We also plan to open 3 to 4 Frango Assado stores per year. All in all, in 2017, we are more focused on margins. In 2019, we consolidated improvement in same-store sales. Now, in 2019, we will continue to implement these initiatives and we will resume growth while we're expanding margins in Brazil. We're very happy with the results and also with the prospects for the future. Thank you all, and I'll open now the floor for Q&A.
We will now begin the Q&A session. If you would like to ask a question, please dial *1. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing *2. At this time, we will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. Since there seem to be no questions, I would like to turn the floor back over to Mr. Newton Maia for his final remarks.
With our excitement with the expansion and margin improvement projects for 2019. And also that our investor relations department is available for any further questions you might have. Thank you all and have a good time.
This concludes IMC's conference call. You may now disconnect and have a nice day.